We're now joined by the man coming off a cycle, the first Chiefs cycle since 2017. It's Ty Pete. Ty, a triple to complete it in the ninth inning off a position player. I want to start with that at bat. What was your mindset going into that plate appearance, knowing that, clearly knowing that you were a triple shy?
I think, you know, that was definitely probably my hardest at bat. Just first, as a position player, I feel like those guys are impossible to hit off of. It's like facing my little brother. So it's kind of hard, like, being able to keep a, like, you don't want to just swing for the fences. But I knew I was going into it. I actually didn't know if it was a triple or not. I knew the first AB they counted, or like the first hit they counted like a double with an error. So I wasn't sure if it was like really a double or if it was going to get changed. So like going into last at bat, I just thought, I just need to put the ball in the outfield. Like, I'm going three no matter what. Like, I'm playing with house money. So I was like, I'm going three, even if, you know, ground ball to right field, I was going to push it. But no, it was hard to stay through the middle there. And I hit it right where I needed to hit it. And I think as soon as I hit it, I kind of knew I was going to be able to get three. So it was a cool moment for sure. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in that game that fall in luck. And there's also a lot of things that were out of my control. I obviously, like, my teammates had one of the biggest parts of it. Trey Richardson getting good ABs in there. Like, if, you know, he takes some of those ABs and it doesn't go our way, then I don't get up again. So I think Trey, like, that's my biggest props to him, like, getting up there, fighting good ABs. You know, up 15, it's easy just to fall short. So sure. And it's also easy just to get up there and do your own thing. But for him to get up there and be, you know, compete, and all of us get up there and still compete to last out, it was cool. It was a cool moment.
So I noticed you switch back and forth between batting gloves and no batting gloves. Walk me through that approach there.
My first couple of ABs I went no batting gloves because in my head, I won't pull out of the box, because if I pull out of the box and hit off the end of the bat, and that's not a good feeling with no gloves. That's actually the first time. I actually have a blister now because I hit with no batting gloves for two ABs. So I have a blister on my finger. So I think in my head, if I have no batting gloves, I don't want to get a stinger off the end of the bat, so I'll stay in the box, I bet, then, and I won't pull my hips out. So it was good, though. It definitely helped. I think the first hit I had, I ended up putting one batting glove on my right hand because I almost threw the bat out of my hands. So I was like, you know what, like, let me put one just on the bottom hand. But the top hand still hurts if you get stung. So I end up puring one, like, flushing it right in the middle of the barrel. Felt great. I kept my hips in there, and I was like, all right, it worked. So after I got that hit, I put my gloves back on because I was like, all right, I think it's good now. So. Also, that blister really hurts. It's not fun to hit with a blister. So, that was my plan, was to go in there. I did it in the cage to make sure that my hands were going to be able to go through it with it. But my plan was, if I don't pull out of the box, then it won't hurt. So,
You know, one thing that I think makes your cycle unique is you started 0-for-2 and then went 4-for-5 in your last five plate appearances. I think maybe some of that was the fact that everybody else was hitting. How much do you buy into hitting is contagious?
Yeah, there's definitely there's definitely times where everyone's in their groove and everyone's taking good at bats, and it's definitely contagious. We rally up behind each other. Good reports coming back from the dugout from the guys, or they're passing along information. Just small things that can help you out as a hitter. So hitters to hitters, we just talk a lot of baseball in the dugout, and eventually it passed off to everyone taking good at bats and everyone having good feel. Also, like, going into it 0-2, like, I was 0-for-2, and I knew I was in a good spot. Like, I've been in a good spot so far. I just sometimes things just don't fall, but I've been confident with my swings. I've been in a good spot. I've been looking for getting the right pitches and really staying to my approach. So I think if I can just do that and stay to my approach, would put together good ABs.
You've kind of had to deal with that a lot to start the season. Good swings, but, you know, the results and the box score haven't been there. And everybody goes through slumps, but I imagine it's especially frustrating when it's at the start of the season.
Nah.
How have you handled it?
Nah, it's not frustrating at all. I don't think at one time I've been frustrated, other than shout out B. Payne for that diving catch in the first game. I know him, and as soon as I hit it, I saw his first step, I was like, But it's not frustrating at all. I think the only thing is, I guess, for someone that doesn't watch baseball, can look up and be like, oh, you know, this guy hitting, I don't even know what it was, like, oh something. But, like, in my head, I'm taking good at bats. I'm putting the ball on the bat. I'm putting the ball on the barrel, and that's really all I can do. It's kind of out of my control after I hit it, but I mean, I've been staying in my approach. I've been doing what I need to do and taking good at bats. So it's not really anything that gets me frustrated. If anything, sure. It's just like I laugh about it.
Yeah.
You know, having three diving catches and five line drives. It's like, oh, okay. Like, at least I'm putting – you put the ball in play, good things will happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, watching the games, it's clear that, hey, the swing looks good. Everything looks good. Kind of big picture for you, first year in the Cardinals organization. What's that like to be traded earlier in your career, and how did you kind of handle that in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely two ways you can look at it. There's one way you can look at it is like, you know, team's giving you up and you're losing your relationships. But also another way you can look at it is another team wants you, and that team wants to develop you and produce you at a higher level. So I think it's definitely two ways. And I love the Mariners. I love everyone in the org. It was a great experience I had, especially starting off. Like, they know how to develop players. You know, they know how to treat their young guys. So it was like a blessing being on their team and to be in the organization and meet all the guys I met early. So, you know, especially like growing up and going with that org. So now it's like I'm on my own. And now it's almost like I path away from like my beginning. Sure. Now it's like now I'm starting. Yeah. Like, now my career's starting. It's like now the baseball's getting real. It's like starting to turn to a business. So it's good. It's a good feeling that a team wants you. It's also a good feeling that, you know, both sides of them want you to develop and become something big one day.
And then lastly, kind of a simple question that, you know, might be a complicated answer. Biggest focus for you right now and maybe for the whole entire season?
Get on base so Rynell can score me. That's probably my biggest focus. He's behind me every time. Every time I foul ball off, I look up, he's looking at me. So I'm like, all right, get on base. He's standing right behind me. Get on base so Rynell can score me. That's my biggest focus, is to put balls in play. Good things will happen. And, you know, just put bat to ball, have a good approach, and probably stay consistent.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think that's the only thing I can do, is that's in my control, is I can stay consistent. I can stay to my routine. And that's – everything else is in the org's hands.
Yeah.
Well, Ty, congrats on the cycle, and thanks for the time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.